The Northern California town of Paradise was almost completely destroyed by last year's campfire. But scattered across the ruins, there are a few signs of life, like the building permits being issued to start rebuilding. Mark Albert of North State Public Radio has been talking to those residents who are committed to sticking it out in Paradise.
Rolling up to Jim and Colleen Corner's place in Paradise, it still looks like a post-apocalyptic homestead. The neighborhood's been depopulated, block after block of ruins. Torched vehicles, hulking pines, many dead, have yet to topple. At the apex of a semicircular driveway, linebacker-sized plastic tanks hold precious drinking water. The Corner's home since 1975 exists only in memories and photographs.
I doubted, right after it happened, and I asked Colleen, what do you want to do? And she said, no doubt, she didn't even hesitate, she wants to come back. And I said, okay, that's it.
Then they moved quickly.
Within 2.5 weeks, we had plans at the architect's, and that's why we're kind of first.
I called PG&E and asked for a temporary power pole. They said, well, we're going to take applications. I said, okay, I'm applying.
Though they make it sound easy, the Corners have some advantages. Jim is in a related trade. He's an estimator for an abatement company and knows a thing or two about swinging a hammer. They've remodeled their home 4 or 5 times over the decades. Jim is entering his 70s with 2 prosthetic knees. They were in escrow on a 1-story home elsewhere, mainly to ditch the stairs in their 2-story home, but ended up backing out.
And then the fire happened, so we will build a single story. Watch what you ask for, right?
About 3.5 miles away, David Anderson, a local contractor, is surrounded by planks of fragrant Douglas fir.
This house here is 1,700 square foot, 4-bedroom, 2-bath.
He and his crew were finishing up framing a home they were awarded permits for in January. Like the Corners, Anderson is a believer. While many former residents will not return and there are deep concerns about rebuilding in a fire zone, he's confident the stigma associated with the deadliest wildfire in state history won't scare off buyers forever.
For the next year, yes, that's going to be an issue with all the burnt trees and the burnt structures and the debris. But I'm looking beyond the first year.
Anderson expects some changes to the town with a larger proportion of younger families. He said fiber optic cable is being installed, making the town viable for telecommuters.
I just see this being one of the more modern communities in our state.
Jim Corner also senses big changes coming to Paradise. The town will reemerge, but with fewer people. The funky and cheap dwellings of the past were lost, and new building codes mean they won't come back.
There were basically chicken shacks turned into houses. There was mobile homes from 1960s, little single wides sitting around, and lots of debris in the yards. And I think this is going to turn into more of a suburbia.
The loss of so much older housing, much of it paid off, leaves little doubt that purchase prices and rents will be higher than in the past, possibly beyond the reach of many.
You know, rents here were $800 a month for 2- or 3-bedroom house, right? That's gone. There'll be no more of that.
Aside from themselves and their granddaughter, there are a few other signs of life at the Corners' homestead. Outside the window of their RV, an ornamental plum that somehow survived has burst into bloom, its flowers all the more cherished. Asked about when construction will start, Colleen says, "We're having a housewarming party on my birthday this fall." For NPR News, I'm Mark Albert in Paradise, California.